Hello, good morning, and welcome to or welcome back to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan or Lana, and today's episode is going to be the five things I do when I'm in a rut, when I'm feeling low, when I'm anxious, when I'm in my head, when I'm spiraling. These are the five things I do, and I feel like everyone's going through it a little bit, so I thought this episode might be helpful whether you're going through it or maybe you're not going through it and you just clicked on this episode because this could be helpful for in the future if you're ever feeling like you're in your head, you're having Sunday scaries, whatever it may be. These are five things that without a doubt will make you feel instantaneously just a little bit better, a little bit lighter, a little bit less in your head. As always, I'm a huge advocate for therapy, speaking to a counselor if you need to be on anti-anxiety, antidepressant meds, whatever it is, you do you, but there's no harm. It's a stigma-free space over here if you need a therapist. I'm literally having therapy tomorrow. Well, when you're listening to this, I would have already had this. I'm recording this on Wednesday, June 26th, to be specific. But therapy is hot. It's hot. It's hot. But these are things that you can do, whether you're really feeling it, or maybe you're just feeling a little down, or you're having some anxiety, Sunday scaries, whatever it may be. These are the five things that, without a doubt, will make you just feel a little bit better, no matter the mental case that's going on up there, because I know how easy it can be to feel trapped in your head and go down this mental negative spiral of talking badly about yourself and having a negative outlook on life and everything. And these things just always help me feel physically and mentally better and work towards getting into a better headspace. So let's do it. I am recording this episode back to back with the one that came out on Friday, which is how to stop living by other people's opinions of yourself and others. So definitely go listen to that if you haven't listened already. I did upload on a Friday instead of a Monday, but we are back to it this week with regular scheduled programming. Doing two episodes back to back. I don't know if I've ever done that. Have I recorded two episodes back to back? I don't think I have. So there's a first for everything. We're almost 200 episodes in and I've never done that. So cheers to that. But anyways, we don't have any current faves because I literally just recorded the other one. So if you want to know my current faves, you're going to have to listen to episode 183. But I have a salad on the way from Mandy's. Probably should have made food, but it's fine. We're fine. It's my little treat for recording these two episodes. And let's start off strong with tip number one, or thing number one to do if you are in a rut, if you're feeling low, if you're feeling blue, whatever it may be, clean your space. I say this all the time. I literally posted on my stories today about it. A clear space is a clear mind. Often, our space becomes a reflection of our mind. If we are feeling anxious, if we are feeling low, if we're feeling depressed, if we're in a rut, whatever it may be, our space often reflects that. It gets chaotic, it gets messy, it gets cluttered. We don't put the dishes away, we leave our clothes all over, our laundry's overflowing, the shower's messy, there's hair on the floor in the bathroom. There's always hair on the floor in the bathroom. We're ordering a lot of takeout, we're not making foods for ourselves, we're not taking care of our space, and as a result, our mind gets more cluttered. Our space gets more cluttered as a result, and it's just an endless cycle of messiness. Set a timer for an hour and do a nice solid home reset, whether it's just your room because you still love it home, or maybe you want to clean the kitchen for your parents. That would be lovely. Or maybe it's your apartment, your house, whatever it may be. Clean your space. Wash your sheets. Clean the kitchen, clean the bathroom, pick up in your bedroom, dust, vacuum, mop, light an incense, light a candle, open a window to get some fresh air in. Make it a game to finish cleaning by the time your sheets are ready. Have you ever seen those TikToks that's like, clean my apartment with me before my sheets are done or whatever? Like, put your bed sheets in the wash. Normally takes like an hour for them to be washed, and go ahead and chip away at cleaning your apartment. I'm telling you, you will feel so much lighter. The second your space is clean, it is so much more relaxing. Like, you will be exhausted, but it is so worth it. And I encourage you, like, also, once you've reset your space, every single night before you go to bed, don't leave your room, your place messy. Set a timer for 5 minutes and clean your space. You will feel so much better, and it will make it so much easier when you do like those big resets and your deeper clean each week. It will be so much easier because you won't have so much clutter. Wipe the counters after you cook in the kitchen. If your bathroom counter is getting messy, wipe it down. If there's shit on the floor, vacuum it up. Put your clothes away. Put everything in its home. Think of your future self. Would you want to wake up the next morning in a messy place? No. Clear space equals a clear mind. I'm literally going to keep repeating this every single episode until it gets in your head. A clear space is a clear mind. There is a reason why you feel so much better and so much more at ease when our space is clean. And there is a reason why you feel so much more chaotic and a rut, anxious in your head, going through a spiral when your space is messy and chaotic. Clean your space, put everything in its little home, do your laundry. Once you wash your clothes, fold them and put them away. Don't let them just sit in the bin. Change your bed sheets. There's no better feeling than getting into a clean, fresh bed. So good. Clean your space. Number two, plan your workouts. Usually when I'm in a rut, it starts off by me not being super consistent with taking care of myself in all capacities, working out included. So in order for me to get back into feeling physically better and mentally better, because I really do think working out helps my headspace so much. It releases endorphins. I just feel so much more clear-headed, clear-minded. I sit down and I plan out my workouts for the upcoming week. Put it into your calendar. I love my Google Calendar. Set a time, location, and what it is. Be specific. If you can schedule in your workouts in the morning, that's even better. I always personally feel better throughout my day when I wake up earlier and work out. I feel like the energy from the workout just ripples throughout the rest of my day, and I just feel so much more better. I feel so much more productive, more energized. Sometimes I do get like that 3 p.m. crash, but I find if I'm eating properly, that doesn't happen. If I'm drinking enough water, replenishing electrolytes if needed. I love Element for that, or Liquid IV. But plan your workouts, whether it's workout classes, whether it's like your running plan or your gym plan. Put in your calendar, right? Like on Monday, Pilates at 7 a.m. Tuesday, I'm gonna do a 4K walk or something. Schedule everything in so you have a game plan and you have little things to look forward to. And you will notice the second you start working out, honestly, like even after day one of working out again, you will feel better. I promise you. You can slide into my DMs and tell me otherwise, but I'm telling you right now, you will feel better even if you just do one workout. It doesn't have to be insane. Just move your body, feel good, go on a walk, stretch, something. We cleaned our space. We planned our workouts. Now for number three, a full shower / get ready. Take the time and pamper yourself. I'm a strong believer of look good, feel good. My two sayings for this episode, clear space, clear mind, look good, feel good. I will continue to say those two things until the end of time. We often, I know I do, I know my friends do, so I'm assuming you do too. We often slack on our hygiene when we're in a funk. So take some time and encourage yourself to go do it all. Take a shower, wash your face, do your skincare, wash your hair, style it. If it's in the morning, like get ready every single day. Even if you work from home, even if you're not really doing anything, take time to make yourself feel good. I personally believe that if I feel confident and if I feel pretty and if I feel hot and put together, that energy seeps into everything else that I'm doing, whether it's going for coffee with friend, going to a meeting, interviewing someone, doing a work task, doing something at school, whatever it is, you will feel so much more confident and better about yourself. And there'll just be a more positive, happy energy. When we feel good, we just perform better and show up as a better version of ourselves. You don't have to get dressed and do your makeup and your hair and look a certain way for societal standards, for the male gaze, whatever it is. Do it for yourself. I promise you will feel so much better. And especially if like you're doing a Sunday rot and you feel really in a rut, it's usually because you're hungover, you haven't showered, you don't feel fresh. Take a moment. I know it's really hard to get off of the couch or out of the bed, but count down from five. Get out or get up and go take a shower. You will feel so good, especially if you end the shower. I know this sucks, but it feels so good. I'm telling you right now. Take your hot shower, whatever it is. And then at the end, just make the shower really cold and do a cold shower, and it will really re-energize you. It helps with inflammation. It helps with muscle recovery. I think it's really good for your immunity. I don't know. You can look into it, but cold shower, like just breathe through it. Focus on your breath. It will help ground you and you will feel so much better. I'm always talking about how it is possible to change your life by just focusing on getting 1% better every day, how the little things really do add up, and That can be as small as integrating a new supplement into your day-to-day routine like Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic. It helps benefit your gut, skin, and heart health in just two little capsules a day. I personally have loved integrating Seed into my day-to-day routine. My digestion has never been better. I feel so much better, and I truly notice a difference when I'm not taking it. When I take it consistently, I feel so much better. My digestion is better, and I've never really experienced something like this from a probiotic. So that's why I continually go back to Seed and notice a difference when I stop taking it. Trust your gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/Alana and use code 25ALANA to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/Alana, code 25ALANA. Thank you, Seed, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray.
Don't sit in your like disgustedness. Go take care of yourself. Take care of yourself every single morning. It is hot to put in effort. I really do believe look good, feel good. If you take time to put yourself together, whatever that means to you, that energy and that act of self-care, self-love will ripple into everything else that you do, including how you hold yourself, how you enter a room, how you interact with others, how you think to yourself. Like, you will just feel so much better. Just take time, clean yourself up, do what makes you feel good. If that's full glam, do full glam. If that's just a little bit of mascara and SPF, do that. Whatever it is, take time to make yourself feel good. You will not regret it. And honestly, wash your hair. Take time to style it. You don't need to like just sit here in your like slick back grease. We all know a fresh blowout that you can do yourself at home. It doesn't have to be at a salon. Doesn't have to be anything fancy or styling your hair however you want it. Just feels so good. So we have clean your space, plan your workouts, full shower / get ready. And now we're on to number 4. Go on a walk. Truthfully, if I'm in a rut, going on a walk is an instant fix. Get outside, go on a walk. Whether you want to take a silent walk, listen to a podcast, or your favorite playlist, get out and get moving. It's not always required, but I always love to add a little stop for a sweet treat or a treat of any sort from your favorite cafe, bakery, ice cream shop, whatever it is. A walk with a destination is always more fun, but honestly, sometimes even if I'm just like in a rut or I've been inside all day, I'll just go walk around the block. And that's all it takes. Try to keep your phone away and just be present. Sometimes we just really need a little fresh air, movement, and change of scenery from rotting on the couch or in our bed or being in our apartment or office or wherever we are. I'm telling you, movement, fresh air as this air in Toronto can be in downtown Toronto, and a little sunshine, if there is, can really just like change our mood in an instant. If you are feeling like you're spiraling, get out, go walk. Take a minute for yourself, 5 minutes. If you have a dog, take your dog with you. If you have a friend, you can call up and go on a little walk with them. Even better, partner, whoever. Truthfully, like, walks are life-changing. A little dramatic. You might not believe me if you don't go on walks, but they are life-changing, and I have built such an appreciation for them over the past 6 years, maybe longer. I started walking a lot after first year, so back in 2018, so that's 6 years. Really have a fond appreciation for my walks. They have really just changed my life. And don't hate it till you try it. Go try a walk. If you're in a rut, if you're feeling like you're in your head and you're spiraling because the boy didn't text you back, or they're being confusing, blah, 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 or work is too much, whatever it is, any problem in life, go on a walk. Seriously though, go on a walk. You should be walking while you're listening to this if you can. And now on to number 5, our final 5 of 5 things to do when you're in a rut. Detox from your rot. I know rot culture, like just sitting on your couch all day, mindlessly watching TV, scrolling on TikTok, Instagram, Pinterest, going in between all the different apps time and time again, is sometimes it's needed. It is needed sometimes. But I have learned that sometimes rotting on the couch or in your bed at a certain point, the positive gain from it disappears. I forget what it's called. It depreciates. There's a thing that we learn in like marketing, like psychology, like the pizza only to, I don't remember what it was, but basically like something can only be good for so long until like your satisfaction starts to go down. If someone, you guys are probably yelling at me what it's called. I forget. There's like a whole concept of this, but if you sit and do nothing and quote unquote rot for too long, like the positive impact of like just doing nothing starts to diminish. I think it's the diminishing law of returns. Let me check. It's economics. It's not, I guess it could be psychology. The law of diminishing marginal returns is a theory in economics that predicts that after some optimal level of capacity is reached, adding an additional factor of production will actually result in smaller increases in output. I remember learning in class, the first bite of pizza is like super satisfactory, and then eventually you hit a peak where the bites past that point are no longer like as satisfactory to you, so it's diminishing. If you know, you know, I guess. But at a certain point, rotting starts to do more harm than good, and I've noticed this. And when you start to realize that it is no longer helping you and helping you like re-energize, get up and get moving. Do everything I said before. Clean your space, take a shower, get ready, plan your workouts, go on a walk. And when you get back, pick up a book or a journal instead of turning on the TV or scrolling on your phone. Maybe meet up with a friend, go touch some grass. I love to go sit in the park with a friend or friends and just chat and like unplug from our phones a lot, especially when I'm hungover. It really helps. But do that. Also, take a break from alcohol, nicotine, drugs, whatever your vice is. A lot of these times, we don't like to admit this, or maybe we do know this, but we're not willing to like follow through on it. Even if you just have one drink, these things can have a negative impact on our mental health, whether we want to believe it or not. Take a break, cleanse yourself, have your electrolytes, have your teas, your smoothies, your health kick, maybe go in a sauna, spend time with your friends, spend time with your loved one, and just really like detox from your rot. I'm all for a good rot session, but sometimes spending too much time alone, spending too much time on our couch or in our bed or whatever it is, can start to negatively impact us and cause us to spiral. Like I always say, too much of anything isn't good, everything in moderation. So take some time, get moving, get some fresh air, and just reset your life. This is a really short and sweet episode. Also, like, do you guys like the shorter episodes? Do you want a longer episode? What is your ideal podcast episode length? Like, what number? I know, because I'm a podcast listener. What number of length, what time do you like seeing underneath the episode or wherever it is on Apple Podcasts and Spotify when you're like clicking on an episode that you're like, yes, that's the perfect length? Is it 20 minutes? Is it 30 minutes? Is it 45? I don't know if you're going to get an hour of me by myself. Of course, with a guest, that's so easy. But what is your ideal podcast episode length? And are there any topics or things that you would love for me to chat about? I would love if you could either DM them to me on the Morning Ray podcast Instagram or my personal Instagram at Alana Bloomberg, or you can do it on the little poll on Spotify. If you're listening on Spotify, I'll put a poll and a question and you can answer on there. I love when you guys do that. It's so fun to interact with you guys. But let me know, what's your preference of length of the episode? Like, is this too short or is this nice every once in a while? I remember the last time I did this, I think you guys said 30 to 45 minutes was the sweet spot. So let me know if we still like that. But anyways, we have come to the end of this episode. I hope that it was helpful. If you are feeling in a rut, if you're feeling down, if you've been anxious, if you've been stressed, if you're feeling burnt out, just know it will pass. Everything in life will pass. I love to live by this too shall pass. Just take a deep breath, do the things that you know really help change your mindset, your mental space, and make you just feel better. You can also feel free to comment those as well, but just know it will pass and you will feel better. Unfortunately, life isn't just this upwards trajectory. It's not a linear graph. We have a lot of ups and downs, and sometimes we have to be pulled back in order to be sprung forward. Just take a deep breath, Take it day by day and know that this too shall pass and that you are so strong and capable of getting past this. There's nothing wrong with asking for help. There's nothing wrong with speaking to a professional. There's nothing wrong with speaking to your friends about what you're going through, to a mentor, to a colleague, whatever it is, to a counselor. It is okay to ask for help. It is hot. It is cool. You shouldn't be ashamed. And just know that you are not alone. You're not alone in feeling what you are feeling. Fortunately or unfortunately, this feeling is not unique to you. And I learned that we feel less alone when we talk to other people and we lean on each other. So hopefully you have a support system. If not, feel free to DM me and I will try to be there for you as much as I can. If you guys like this episode, make sure to leave a rating or review as that is how you can help support the pod. I love you guys so much and we'll chat soon. Bye guys. Thank you.